up, guys? Been a while. Nick again, back at it. Slight pause in the broadcasting system, but we're back.
It has been a pretty long time. I don't know. It's good to be back.
It's been a long time.
We'll get right into it. We left off with a bit of a cliffhanger. I was sitting at home and recording the third episode. I didn't know if I was going to get kicked out of Salisbury or not. And here we are, just probably like a month or so later, and I got kicked out. So yeah, that happened. I also consequently got kicked out of my house. So I'm living at a sober house, which isn't too bad. Everything's going well. You know, rip darts all the time. Fucking, you know, good guys here. Just a lot of sobriety, which is, which I guess is all right. Yeah.
Sobriety here.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking sobriety here.
So I made it back to college.
You're back in the F&M world.
Where there's not a lot of sobriety. Not gonna lie.
Probably next to none.
Almost none, but statistically they say that 80% of college students don't drink. I call bullshit on that one.
Statistically, they're wrong.
That's also what they want us to think.
Yeah, exactly. Just like how they want us to think that birds are real. So anyway, here's episode 4. It's going to be a bit of a short one since we've both been really busy. I've been busy being sober. And, you know, Jake's been busy, which is...
Steph knows a lot about short ones, so it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you fucking dick. All right, so... it was so uncalled for. So this one is... this one's the Denver airport. So like a few of our podcasts before... I've talked about this on my Snapchat story, Kevin's Theories. And people actually really liked it. Like it was a big hit. Cause you know, it's something that's like, you can see it. Like it's not even a conspiracy. Like it's a fucking thing. So let's dive right in. So, February 28th, 1995, Denver Airport was opened. 16 months past due, so that's a little over a year, and about $2 billion over budget. Their original budget was, I think it was like $2.9 billion, and they ended up spending $5 billion on a fucking airport, which is ridiculous. Like that is insane. So you know, that left a lot of people wondering, like, why? Because like in a 16 month period, and with $2 billion. You can do a lot. You can build a lot of things. And you can build a lot of like intricate and like big things or like powerful things and structurally sound things, which is exactly what they did. So, you know, they were people were kind of questioning it. They, you know, some people thought something was up, and it wasn't necessarily just conspiracy theorists. People just were like, why did this, you know, take so long? We were promised this earlier. We needed a new airport. Our airport was a piece of shit before. And, you know, now they have, in my opinion, the most interesting airport in the world. So there was an interview with the foreman, which if you don't know what that is, it's basically like the manager of a construction site. And this dude went missing after this interview. No, like, we don't know what happened to him. He disappeared. He's probably dead under the airport. So
if I was to guess, he'd be dead.
Yeah, I would put a significant amount of money on that he is no longer with us. So anyway, there was an interview conducted, and basically people were asking him questions about, you know, like basic questions about the airport, and then they went into, you know, how did you guys manage to spend $2 billion extra dollars? Because it could make sense, like maybe you go $100 million or $200 million over budget at most, but you know, $2 billion, like Like I said, like you could build a whole nother building with that kind of
Who's
money.
building another fucking airport with that money?
Yeah, like honestly, they could have. They were $900 million off how much it was supposed to cost them. So like you could build a smaller airport with that much money. So he was talking and said, he was kind of avoiding the question at first in the interview, but then he got real quiet and was like kind of fidgety and like hesitant, but then kind of just spilled the beans, really let the cat out of the bag. It was like we were tasked. Some people from the government came in and told us, they would fund it, and we were tasked with building a network of tunnels and bunkers and other structures under the airport. So beneath the airport is a bunch of tunnels and I guess like roadways and bunkers and whatever. For the fallout, maybe, but for the New World Order, probably. So
Makes sense.
the Jake, you want to talk a little bit about the New World Order and what
I
they're
mean, just some background on what it actually is. Now, the New World Order is, if you don't already know about it, it's a plan basically to have one central government under the entire world. So what that means, if you don't get what I mean by that, is everyone's under one power. There's no more countries. There's no more. Everything is one, as one party likes to describe. Everyone is also equal. So this would take away. This would make every job kind of have the same payroll. Everyone's equal. Everyone gets taxed the same. Everyone gets it's all equal, which, in my opinion, de-incentivizes, if you guys know anything about economics, de-incentivizes people to want to work. Why would
Totally.
doctors want to be the same fucking pay that a someone that works in a factory? It's not realistic. It's also kind of communistic in a way.
The idea of one central government for the whole world is somewhat more realistic because I'm assuming everyone listening to this has at least made it through fourth grade where you learn about a lot of history, and if you've made it past fourth grade, one pr big props to you. But you learned about people like Napoleon and Genghis Khan, and of course Hitler, and other people like that who their goal was to take over the world. I think Hitler's the most recent one, maybe Kim Jong-un.
No, I'd say the most recent one's in office right now. But
That's true. But
not
crazy.
yet, but soon to be. One thing also about the New World Order, it just to put this into perspective, it keeps the rich, like the rich, the top, I'm talking the top one percenters. It keeps them rich, but it makes everyone else equal. So
Yeah.
I'm talking upper class, like fucking Gates and Zuckerberg,
Bezos and the boys.
the absolute billionaires that just would profit so much off this, because they would be in control. They would be the ones that are in control. It's all the Rockefellers, all of them.
And that's why people who believe that the New World Order could be a possibility, they say that it's run by wealthy elites, like the people you just named, which makes sense. They have enough money to literally end world hunger, but of course, who would do that? Anyway, so the foreman was talking about the structures and whatever that was built under it, and if you've ever been to the Denver airport, it's a pretty big airport, and you're driving in, you get greeted by a giant, I think it's like 20, 25 foot tall, blue stallion with red eyes, and this horse thing fell on the sculptor while he was finished with it, and it killed him, which has nothing to do with the conspiracy. I just think that's really odd. Kind of adds to the whole Denver airport being a whacked out place.
Yeah, the guy that was building it, right?
Yeah, the sculptor. So if you look up an overhead view of the airport, it's this is going to be really hard to believe, but it's actually the layout of the runways is in the shape of a swastika. And you literally look up Denver Airport swastika and your phone will be flooded, or computer, whatever you look it up on, will be flooded with overhead pictures of the airport. And it is genuinely in the shape of a swastika, which I think is really, one, it's really fucked up, but two, it's like really, really bizarre. Cause I feel like they would definitely know that while building it.
Well, because they probably, I mean, they definitely, like, when you build something, you have an aerial of what it's going to look like. I mean, architects and builders, they get prints of what everything's
going to be. Yeah, they get full renderings on what the whole place is, the whole layout's going to be. That leads to another thing. A lot of blueprints for buildings are like, you know, they're accessible. Like you could find them online, but there's blueprints for the Denver airport, but once you get into like the shuttles that go between terminals and whatever, there's no blueprints after that, which I think is really odd. So, you keep looking into this place and you walk around, I think it's terminal 7F, 7B, no, it's 7 something. And they have a bunch of murals, which, you know, is normal. Airports have murals and a bunch of ads and whatever. But the murals in this terminal are really different, to say the least. They one of them depicts a Nazi with a giant sword and an AK-47. And he's basically, there's a bunch of fire behind him, and he's chasing some kids. And there's a note on the ground in the mural that I think is in Polish. But if translated, it is a note from a kid who was at Auschwitz during World War II, during the Holocaust, which I think is really bizarre. It's not bizarre that there was a note, like there's a lot of stuff like that from the Holocaust. But I think it's really weird that shit was in an airport. So another mural, which is literally right next to it, is a, it basically, it's like an apocalyptic painting. It's like the, it's like Noah's Ark. I'm assuming all of you know what that is. If you don't, then go to fucking church. But, it's like Noah's Ark, except for there's not a big flood behind them. Everything's on fire, and they're like running away from it, and the expressions on the people's faces is absolutely horrified, and there's like animals and people, different races, ethnicities, whatever, all in the picture, and it basically shows them all about to die. And then next to that mural, there's another one of a bunch of people from all around the world. There's like different flags and whatever, and in the middle of the of where the people are like surrounded around, it's to be straight up, they're literally burning a child, like they're sacrificing a child, which is fucking whack. Like sacrifices aren't weird, like people in other countries like sacrifice goats or cows or whatever, but I don't really think anyone sacrifices people anymore. So I thought that was really odd. And then so if you like go on any airport's website, it shows you like about the airport, like JFK's website for the JFK airport. It shows you, I don't know, like people at terminals and people, and it's kind of like flexing the airport and like how nice it is to people at terminals, people at concession stands, like getting food or whatever. And people like greeting each other after getting off a flight, like whatever. But for the Denver airport, they have all that stuff, but instead of, you know, like people or animated people or whatever it is, it's lizard people. And some people think that there are lizards among us. There's a video that was circulating the interweb a little while back, think it was Selena Gomez. She blinked the wrong way. She blinked like a snake. So like her eyes went in instead of up and down, they went like side to side, which is like fucking bizarre. I don't know how real that video is, but you know, it kind of adds to the whole ominous idea. So anyway, these lizard people that are like across the airport have the Illuminati logo, which is like the triangle with the eye in it, which is on the back of our dollar bill. That's on their body somewhere. Like there's lizard people who are construction workers who have hard hats on, and the Illuminati symbol's on their hard hat. There's some where like instead of like where the Nike swoosh would be, it's like the Illuminati symbol, shit like that. It's because on their body somewhere, which is really weird. So you know that supports the idea of the New World Order, because you know, some people think the Illuminati, New World Order, whatever you want to call it, is run by lizard people who are living among us. And then most of all, there is a Jesus, Jake, you're blowing up over there. there is a shit. The fuck is it? There, it's like a plaque, basically, with the Freemason logo, which a lot of people think that, you know, Freemasons have a lot to do with the Illuminati, like Benjamin Franklin and like people like that have something to do with it. So there's a Freemason logo, and it said, you know, the construction company was New World Order Freemasons, which is whack. It's like, why, you know, like, why would it be called New World Order? And I guess that's not that weird, but the fact that a company called New World Order Freemasons built an airport, which is the alleged headquarters of the New World Order, it's pretty fucking weird. So many of you remember in 2000, it was 2011, Jake, when, or 2012, everyone thought the world was going to end.
Yeah, 2012.
Yeah, so on
calendar.
Yeah, according to the Mayan calendar, the world was going to end in 2012. This isn't even a conspiracy. This is a fact. The NASA and other, I guess, like space organizations basically said that there was a meteor that was directed towards Earth and had a high probability of it striking Earth. And if it did, it would have wiped out basically half the world, which is like whatever, like it's a meteor coming towards Earth. But the president at the time, President Obama, the man with no last name, he was photographed and on like social media, whenever he was in Denver Airport on this day after this thing went out, which I think is really odd, because he was a, you know, he's a powerful person. He's obviously the president of the most powerful country in the world at the time. So I don't know. I think it all just, it all really adds up, and I don't think there's too many flaws with this conspiracy theory. I think it's pretty plausible and definitely legit. So, yeah, that's the Denver airport for you. Sus-ass place. Colorado's a great place, but Denver airport's fucking weird. Jake, you got anything?
I mean, if you guys hear anything and you want us to talk about it, we'll definitely do our research and start to, like, go in on topics maybe you guys are more interested in.
Yeah, I mean, this one was this was easy. I knew a lot about it because I talked about this before. I don't know, it was gave Jake a brief rundown earlier, and just ripped it right off the, what's the phrase, right off a dick, right off the tip. Anyway, you know what I mean. So, yeah, I don't know what the phrase is. Oh, it's right down the dick. So yeah, that's the Denver airport. It's pretty fucking weird.
We'll try to get some more podcasts out a little bit quicker than this one.
Yeah, we got a break coming up. I think we should have a little bit of time here and there.
We should have
get
more.
Some out. We got to get some interesting ones.
Especially this election coming up, voters fraud. I mean, that stuff.
I know that there's a lot to talk about in that. It's not really a conspiracy. Like tens of thousands of people who are literally fucking dead voted in our election, which is one, highly illegal, and two, extremely fucked up. So I think that's something we could definitely discuss and go into for our next one.
Yeah, but, that's the Denver airport. That's
the Denver airport. So, you know, yeah. we're Jake and I were doing well. I got kicked out of school. Shit happens. We're applying to colleges.
Shit happens.
Out the ED application.
Where are you thinking of going?
Santa Clara.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. I think there's some other Sarums out there.
I thought that you were going to Yale, but that was just me.
No. It was Harvard that wanted me for their squash team, but I politely declined. That school didn't really have the opportunities that I was looking for. Stanford was another one, but you know, why the fuck would you ever want to go there? It's a shitty school. So, you know, Santa Clara is going to be lucky to have me. If and when they accept my application. So,
yeah.
That's all we got. This is a short one. I think the short ones get more listeners. The backstory got a lot of listeners, but that was an interesting one. We're kind of just dragging it on here. I'm Denver Airport. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
Think again.
Think again.